Are you sure it was Elsa?
Yes, I am. Aren't you?
Positive. Come on, man. Let's see what gives down at the flat.
Pity we didn't bring the old bomb along. Instead of coming by train tonight, we could have given chase.
Oh, did you see what sort of a car they were driving? A Mercedes-Benz. How do you think a worn-out London taxi would go against a Mercedes?
Oh, we could have given it a go anyway.
That would have been a waste of time, son. There we are.
It doesn't look as if there's anybody there. Place is in darkness.
We'll try the doorbell. I thought there was something screwy about that sudden trip to Birmingham.
Yeah, I think there's something screwy about the whole business. Well, no one answering the doorbell.
No. I guess you were right. There's no one there.
Well, what's the next move?
What do you think?
The police?
I reckon so. This is out of our depth.
Yeah, well put, old boy. Did you see those men who were in the car?
I saw who one of them was. Old Kirster himself. Elsa was struggling like mad with him.
Yes, and doesn't make sense. Oh, I hope the police are not too long about their inquiries. Remember, we're booked on the Dover-Calais ferry the day after tomorrow.
Do you have to be so cheerful?
Oh, I thought you'd like a bit of music, old boy. Rather appropriate, I thought. It was the Bells of St. Mary's with my own special variations.
Well, what's so appropriate about that?
Well, we've just passed through Canterbury, the cathedral city. Apparently you don't appreciate good music, Martin.
I'm not in the mood for any music, good or otherwise, at the moment. I can't just divorce things from my mind the way you can, Bob.
And you mean Elsa?
Of course I mean Elsa. I thought the police were singularly disinterested about the whole affair.
Oh, but be reasonable, Martin. As they said, it's none of their business until the girl is reported missing. Until that happens, they can't do a thing. That's the law.
And as Dickens once said, the law is an ass, sir.
Yeah, steady on. No need to have an apoplectic stroke about it. Just be calm and reason it out. The police say it's none of their business. I say it's none of ours. Probably a family tiff or something equally innocuous. Hey, by the way, weren't we going to stop along here somewhere for breakfast?
Yes. There's a hotel just along the Dover Road here a little way, according to the map. It's only about another 15 miles to Dover. We've got time to stop for a bite.
It's quite a handy-sized breakfast they turn on in these parts.
We may as well eat as much as we can now. It might save a meal at Calais and let us get on to Ostend before dark. Bob?
Yeah? What are you looking at?
The fellow who's just come in and taken a seat at the other end of the room. I'll swear it's the same bloke who watched us in Lion's Corner House the day we had lunch with Elsa.
What? Oh, I think you've got that fellow on the brain, Martin. The other night you reckoned you saw him standing outside Kirster's flat in Primrose Gardens. Now he turns up here. The plot thickens, eh?
Because you didn't see him the other night outside Elsa's place doesn't mean he wasn't there. I happened to get a good look at him that night, Bob. Twice. When we went into the flat and when we came out. I've got a pretty good memory for faces. That's the old reporter training coming out, I suppose. But if you don't believe me, have a look yourself now. He's ordering from the waitress. Table over by the window.
Yes, I see.
Well, is it the same bloke we saw in the restaurant the other day?
Yes, I think it is. But that could be just a coincidence.
Maybe. From the animated conversation he's having with that waitress, I'd say he's been here before. I'm going to find out who he is.
Boy, you're really going to make this a cloak and dagger trip come what may.
There's no harm finding out what his name is. Here's the waitress now. The waitress?
Yes, sir. Something more?
Yes, I'd like another serve of bacon and eggs, please.
Certainly. And you, sir?
Yes, I'll have another serve too.
Pretty busy here this morning.
We're usually pretty busy this time of the morning with people on their way to the Dover ferry.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, that's where we're going. By the way, the gentleman sitting at the table over by the window, I seem to know his face, but I can't place his name. Do you know him?
Which table, sir?
That one over there.
Oh, that's Mr. Markham, sir. Mr. Colin Markham. You know, writes for the Daily Express. He calls in here quite often.
Well, was what I call a good breakfast.
Hmm.
Not still worrying about your mysterious spy, are you? A newspaper reporter. No wonder you were suspicious of him, you being one yourself.
Yeah, very funny. Well, come on, hop in.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. That's funny.
What?
The rug. I had it over the luggage in the back seat, completely covering it.
Yes?
Well, it's been moved.
It's still over the luggage?
Yes, but it's been moved, all right. I know the way I had it, with the pattern the other way around. It just so happens that I remember the way I put it on.
Well, does the luggage look as though it's been touched?
No. Hey, wait a minute. Yes, it does. This case has been moved. Moved and put back again carefully, but it's definitely not where I left it.
Open it up.
Yeah, right.
Hmm. Well, everything in the case looks intact.
Yes, but I'll swear the things have been looked at.
I'll give you one guess what they were looking for.
What?
The parcel we're carrying for Elsa Kirster. I've got it in my overcoat pocket. Here. And I'll give you one guess who was looking for it, too.
Your mysterious Mr. Markham.
Yes.
Well, maybe you're right. What do we do? Go back and beard him in the dining room?
Well, that'd be silly, seeing we haven't got an ounce of proof. No need for us to make fools of ourselves, but if we see any more of Mr. Markham, I think he'll bear very close scrutiny. Very close.
Oh, it's a lovely morning for a sea trip. Channel looks quite smooth.
Yes, for a change.
You should be leaving soon. No sign of Markham yet?
No. I've been watching every car.
Oh, looks like you were wrong about him, old boy. He's not following us after all.
Maybe. There's still a few more cars to come on board yet. And until the last one... Bob, look. That car coming on the runway now.
Yes, I see what you mean. That's him.
You're right. Looks like we haven't seen the last of Mr. Markham after all.
Oh, boy, what a day. Old man Weather certainly turned up trumps for our second day on the continent.
Lovely road, too. And no sign of Markham today so far.
No. Now, if you ask me, Markham's passed entirely out of our lives. If he'd been going to show up, he would have last night at Ostend.
All the same, I think we did the right thing in Calais yesterday morning, in posting that parcel off, addressed to ourselves at the Berlin post office.
At least it's one less thing to carry.
Yes. And one less thing to worry about, too. Hey, looks like a smash just ahead there.
Cripes, car run off the road. Look, there's a chap waving. We better pull up.
That's just what I'm going to do. Hello there. You all right? Anyone hurt?
Hello. No one hurt. I was driving on my own. The car skidded and went into the tree there.
Looks a bit of a mess. You're lucky you are not killed.
Yeah. I was traveling too fast. I was in a hurry to get home. I wonder if I might prevail on you gentlemen to give me a lift. My home is down the road here, a few miles. If you are taking this road, it will not be out of your way. Oh,
certainly, be glad to. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. I am all right. This is very kind of you. Permit me to introduce myself. My name is Altdorf, Baron Altdorf.
Well, if somebody had told me this morning that I'd be having dinner tonight in a German castle, I wouldn't have believed them.
Oh, the least I could do was to invite you to dinner after you so kindly brought me home. I suggest we have our coffee in the other room. Kruse, would you serve the coffee, please?
The footman here.
Come, gentlemen. Sit down. Make yourselves comfortable.
Thanks very much. We mustn't stay too long, sir. If it's getting late and we want to try and reach Dusseldorf tonight if we can.
But why? Surely you will be my guests tonight. There is no shortage of rooms, you know. Besides, I would like to have the pleasure of your company, to have a talk with you. I was in Australia before the war for quite a while. I think I know it perhaps better than many of my countrymen. You come from Melbourne, don't you?
Yes. But I don't remember telling you that.
But of course you mentioned it. You are on your way home now?
Yes, that's right.
A good place to live, Australia. No internal strife, gentlemen. No racial prejudices. No power-crazed groups trying to control the will of the people.
We have our troubles there.
Yeah, but compared to Germany's troubles, they're... Oh, no, gentlemen. I think you would be wise to return to Australia as soon as you can.
You mean that another war is imminent or something?
I mean it is not wise to meddle in something you do not understand.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you, Baron.
I am sorry. If I am not making myself understood, perhaps there is someone else who can. I think you had better come in now.
Hey, just what is this? You?
Yes. We meet again, gentlemen. Or rather, we meet officially for the first time. Good evening.
This is Mr. Markham, gentlemen. Mr. Colin Markham.
I think Mr. Conway and Mr. Hanson already know my name, Baron. The waitress at the King's Head Hotel on the New Dover Road is just as talkative as most of her sex. Isn't she, Mr. Conway?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's the game, anyway?
One thing's certain, old boy. We didn't finish up here by chance.
Quite correct, Mr. Hanson. You didn't. I am sorry to have resorted to the subterfuge that I did, but I assure you it was necessary. We had to talk to you before you traveled any further into Germany.
We?
Perhaps I can explain, in part anyway. Before I came into the room just now, Baron Altdorf said something about meddling in things you don't understand.
That's right.
Well, you are, you know.
We are what?
Meddling in something which is no concern of yours. Not yet, anyway.
What do you mean by not yet?
What I'm talking about is going to concern the whole world before it's through. Make no mistake about that. The plans are big, and they've been well laid. The lives of two young Australians are not going to matter one iota in the execution of those plans. That was always the creed of the Führer, and always will be.
The Führer? Well, Hitler's been dead for 11 years.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, the bunker in Berlin, 1945. Look, we're wasting time. Just give me the box, will you?
What box?
The box that Hans Kirster gave you two nights before you left England.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, look, gentlemen. We are trying to reason with you on friendly basis. There is no use in denying that you called at Kirster's house four nights ago. Nor that the day before you had lunch with his daughter. We know these things. It is our business to know them. Come on, just give me the box and you can go. Back the way you came to Nijmegen. You will be safe in Holland.
We haven't got a parcel from Kirster.
No. I'd hoped you'd be reasonable, but we'll have to try other methods, Baron.
I'm afraid so. Most unfortunate. Most unfortunate. Kirster, will you come here a moment? You know what you have to do.
Assignment in April. An Australasian radio and television production.